Good morning. A Wednesday morning, the day after Election Day. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, I think all Americans were hoping for a decisive victory in this year's election. It hasn't come down to that. It's too close to call. President Donald Trump won a series of key battlegrounds, says the New York Times, but as the count rolled on, it appeared more likely that the contest would become a state-by-state slog. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump made reckless and baseless claims and said he would go to the Supreme Court before the count was complete. Joe Biden, for his part, urged calm and patience and waiting for the count to be completed. We see a number of these battleground states once again pointing the importance of the Electoral College and those votes. Primarily Pennsylvania, but you have Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and other states. Are we going to get all these votes counted is the question.
Well, we damn well better get all of these votes counted. And Trump doesn't want them counted. That's clear. He knows that there's Wisconsin and other places which are very, very fluid. And we know that there are millions of votes out there that were cast by basically a lot of Democrats and a lot of blue people who wanted to get in early, which is why Trump is saying, I'm going to the Supreme Court. I don't want any more votes counted. This is the mark of a would-be dictator. We don't want to count the votes. Now, come on, everybody. You know how outrageous this is. Trump is being Trump, and it really has to be cut off because this is the kind of thing that America has never done. This is an attack on the peaceful transference of power. And let me tell you, every vote has to be counted. Hey, Trump could win, but then again, he could well lose.
And assuming it goes to the Supreme Court, I heard an analysis on the BBC this morning, Alan, that suggested that many of the conservative courts, including in Texas, where you had that drive-through voting, trying to stop that, shot down by the courts, that perhaps the Supreme Court, recognizing its own viability, wouldn't entertain the case.
Well, that's right. David, we're going to see what the Supreme Court is really all about. Is this a place where toadies are put to vote for the president? I don't think they have the guts to say we're not going to count the votes that have been legitimately cast in this election and are still being counted. If they did that, what would they be worth? You know, you have all these people parading themselves up to the Congress and saying, I believe in the law. Well, if they were to do this, that would not be legal. And they know it. And I'm telling you now, this is where we're going to see who's got courage and who doesn't. Do the justices feel that they owe their absolute allegiance to Donald Trump? After all, three of them have been appointed by him. But if they do, they're going down in the history books as having basically prostituted themselves. And I have a feeling they're not going to do that. I don't know. There have been some early decisions which point that way. But we'll have to see. If Donald Trump is going to go saying that all the uncounted votes shouldn't be counted, I can't imagine that those justices. Now, there'll be some of them who will, of course, do whatever Trump wants. But whether it constitutes a clear majority, I just don't believe it. I can't believe it. Won't believe it because, as I have often said, that would be the end of the way in which we do our law in this country.
Will we have faith in our voting system in the end?
If this goes south, David, we will not have faith in it. Then it's just a matter of who steals it and how you steal it. And do you go to the court or do you take advantage of legal loopholes? No, there has to be an honest count of this vote.
It seems like, for the most part, it was a tranquil election day. In many spots, we were hearing about slower turnout because so many had voted early and there wasn't as much of the predicted violence and unrest at the polls. There was some. Your thoughts on why that was?
Well, because the question remains in everybody's minds, how come so many people voted early? And were those the people who the pollsters were picking up on, predicting basically a Biden win? The answer is, if they are, and if these votes that came early are basically Biden votes, that proves that the pollsters were not as wrong as so many people are saying they were. We'll see. We did know that on the day of the election, everybody was predicting it, not me, but everybody was predicting that the Republicans would turn out. They did. And now the question is whether all of those people who voted early were on the Biden side. If that turns out to be true, it's a whole new ballgame.
Let's talk about the 22nd District in New York. This is Anthony Brindisi, the Democrat, versus Claudia Tenney, the Republican. She and he are in a too-close-to-call race. Both are saying, let's wait for the count, being very cautious about it. This is one of these purple districts that's so important in New York.
Goes back and forth, no question. Brindisi won by just a handful of votes the last time out, as I remember it. And Tenney is the opposition. it's going to go back and forth. That district is a real fair fight district, meaning that for once it wasn't predetermined by the guys who drew the district. It just is a district that could go either way. And we'll have to wait and see, as they say.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, we talked about if Biden wins, would he go, for example, for attorney general?
We don't really know. You know, it's way too early to speculate on that, considering the fact that right now it looked like Trump is in a very good position to win this presidential race. Those were thoughts that a lot of people had when it looked like Biden was going to go cruising to victory. Right now, Cuomo has a job, and he's going to be saying, predictably, we know that, that this is the only job he wants. He'll say it because you never say that you're going to the prom until you've been asked.
But if Trump wins, does this set him up for 4 years from now?
Well, that's right. And I've said that. If Trump wins, David, all bets are off, and we'll start the day after tomorrow, maybe a day off, with presidential sweepstakes. And that's where Cuomo, of course, would figure in as a potential candidate for president of the United States.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. And a big thank you to you, Joe Donahue, the entire news team, for their hard work.
Well, that's right. And our wonderful Ian Pickus, he should not go unnoticed, the news director, who's quiet but very effective in the way he sets all of this up. And he works very, very hard, as do you and everybody else on the team.